This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The easy way to set up this next piece is to mention that crude oil today sits right in the mid-$90 a barrel or so, up a percent or so for each of the commonly quoted benchmarks. But that doesn't really do justice to the subject at hand, which is the lasting legacy of oil production, in this case, in the great state of West Virginia. Starting back in the mid-1800s, speculators drilled more than 100,000 wells there. Most of them, as it happens, stopped actually producing oil decades ago. And by law, that means the companies that own those wells have to plug them. Let's just say that law has been honored in the breach. And today, West Virginia has one inspector for every 6,700 wells. And to boot, most of the 100,000 or so wells that do need to be plugged haven't even been recorded. From the mountains of West Virginia, Marketplace's Kelly Wells explains.
On a suburban side road about 15 minutes from the center of Charleston, West Virginia, there's a quiet hissing sound, almost completely masked by traffic noise coming from I-64. The culprit is hard to find, but David McMahon has heard old oil wells make this sound before.
It's the sound of the gas escaping.
He's a lawyer and co-founder of the West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization. He wades through a mess of wild grapevines and Virginia creeper.
I forgot my machete, Ted.
Along with Ted Bettner, a senior researcher at the Ohio River Valley Institute. He just wrote a report on orphaned oil wells like the one they're looking for.
I smelled it just now. It smells like sulfur, rotten eggs.
They pull back vines to reveal an old, unassuming, 4-foot-tall metal structure. It looks like a scuba tank topped with some metal connector pieces. Turns out, it is an oil well from 1939. It likely stopped being useful decades ago. It's orphaned because the company in charge of it is long gone, so now it's the state's problem. When wells like this one sit unplugged, hissing and smelling, lawyer David McMahon says they cause a whole host of problems.
Methane leaks out of them into the atmosphere.
Methane as in the potent planet-warming gas, major player in climate change.
But also oil and water can leak out of them onto a farmer's land.
Poisoning soil and water, harming crops and livestock.
They can have problems with the coal seam that they penetrated.
Because if a coal miner runs into an oil well, it can explode or leak and poison the people working down there.
The methane can go down into people's groundwater. I've seen people light their faucet in their sinks.
And flammable drinking water is bad. The reason the state hasn't plugged this well, it's really expensive.
You're looking at anywhere from $100,000 to $125,000 on average.
Ted Bettner, with the Ohio River Valley Institute, estimates in his report that statewide, there's about $5 billion of plugging to do.
The older the well is, the harder it is to fish everything out and clean it out and get to the bottom.
Most wells in the state are undocumented, but the number the state knows about has been going up, according to Bettner's report. And that's actually good, according to Sarah Armitage, a Boston University professor who's researched the oil drilling industry.
The availability of federal funding to assist states with this cleanup process has increased the incentive for states to undertake this costly effort to go out and document their orphan wells.
Because step one to solving the orphaned well problem is figuring out how big the problem is. Step two is getting the money to plug the wells.
And so if the well becomes orphaned, the funds available to the state to cover plugging costs are only a fraction of the actual costs incurred.
David McMahon, the lawyer, has been trying to get a bill passed in West Virginia that'll help fix that.
I'd say there is some hope, but getting anything through the legislature that portions of the oil and gas industry oppose is not going to be easy.
Lawmakers introduced the bill in February. It would force drillers of new wells to set aside money in a bank account that'll cover the cost of plugging them later. In Dunbar, West Virginia, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.